HeroQuest First Light VS Game System in 2026, The Complete Expansion Buying Order. Read by Robert. Buy HeroQuest First Light if you want the least expensive complete way to discover the system with new players. Buy the full HeroQuest game system if furniture, a rigid board, long expansion compatibility, and the classic toy box spectacle are part of the dream. Do not buy both as core sets on day one. Choose one doorway. Play its opening quests, then add one campaign branch. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which HeroQuest First Light VS game system should you buy? Buy HeroQuest First Light if you want the least expensive complete way to discover the system with new players. Buy the full HeroQuest game system if furniture, a rigid board, long expansion compatibility, and the classic toy box spectacle are part of the dream. Do not buy both as core sets on day one. Choose one doorway, play its opening quests, then add one campaign branch. The verified purchase path in this guide is HeroQuest First Light on Amazon, HeroQuest game system on Amazon, HeroQuest, Prophecy of Teller on Amazon, HeroQuest, Jungles of Delthrek on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does HeroQuest First Light VS game system actually play? One player controls Zargon, reveals rooms, and runs monsters. Up to four heroes search, fight, cast, and carry equipment between quests. The pleasure is physical and social. Doors appear, furniture makes a dungeon legible, dice create table drama, and the Zargon player can pace the reveal. Its rules are deliberately approachable. The long game comes from campaign continuity, role specialization, and how the host tunes pressure without flattening the heroes. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Compare HeroQuest with Descent or Gloomhaven only after naming the job. HeroQuest is the lighter, toyetic, host-led dungeon knight. It offers less tactical density and far less campaign bookkeeping. That is the feature for many families, not a missing expansion. Across BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? One, choose one core. First Light for the test. Game system for the permanent campaign shelf. Two, finish several quests. Do not diagnose variety before the group understands searching, doors, line of sight, and equipment. Three, add one story branch. Prophecy of Teller is a clean narrative next step after the full game system. Four, add mechanical variety. Jungles of Delthrek is better after the table wants new threats and hero texture. Stop, skip shelf completion. A quest pack the group never starts is furniture for the wrong room. The stopping rule matters. Quest packs require the hero quest game system unless their box says otherwise. Buy one campaign branch after the core group proves it wants 10 more quests. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced. An expert strategy beginner open doors with a plan. Let the toughest hero reveal while ranged and spell support keep useful angles. Regular search deliberately. Agree who searches and when. Repeated table confusion wastes more turns than a bad die. Advanced manage the campaign economy. Spend for role clarity, not identical upgrades. A party with distinct jobs survives longer. Zargon, pressure, do not punish. Use tempo and positioning to make choices tense. Arbitrary cruelty makes the campaign smaller. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, pre-sort hero sheets, spell cards, dice, and the first quest's furniture. Give Zargon a private tray. End a session after a quest, photograph equipment, and store each hero's cards together. The best host keeps the reveal theatrical but answers line of sight and search questions consistently. Solo. Hero Quest is not designed as a frictionless true solo puzzle. One person can control Zargon and heroes, but the hidden information performance disappears. If the social dungeon master role is the attraction, solo play is rehearsal rather than the main event. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, setup surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. First Light is a complete entry game, not an expansion for the game system. Quest packs require the Hero Quest game system unless their box says otherwise. Buy one campaign branch after the core group proves it wants 10 more quests. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge. Editions change and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. First Light is not a small expansion. It is a complete alternate entry system. Quest packs do not replace the game system unless a box explicitly says it is standalone. More miniatures do not fix a group that dislikes one versus many play. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Hero Quest First Light vs. Game System First Light is the better test. The game system is the better permanent home. For a committed group, buy the game system, finish the opening campaign, then choose a story pack such as Prophecy of Teller before a denser later box such as Jungles of Delthrak. For a curious family, First Light already proves whether one player enjoys being Zargon and whether everyone else wants a campaign. By the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options. Hero Quest First Light on Amazon, Hero Quest Game System on Amazon, Hero Quest, Prophecy of Teller on Amazon, Hero Quest, Jungles of Delthrak on Amazon. Final verdict. First Light is the better test. The game system is the better permanent home. For a committed group, buy the game system, finish the opening campaign, then choose a story pack such as Prophecy of Teller before a denser later box such as Jungles of Delthrak. For a curious family, First Light already proves whether one player enjoys being Zargon and whether everyone else wants a campaign. Frequently asked questions. Is Hero Quest First Light a complete game? Yes. First Light is a complete entry system with heroes, monsters, quests, and the components needed to play. Its physical presentation is leaner than the full game system. Can First Light expansions work with the game system? First Light teaches the same modern Hero Quest family, but quest pack requirements should be checked on each box. The full game system remains the compatibility baseline for most expansions. Which Hero Quest box should a beginner buy? First Light is the lower risk test. The game system is the stronger buy when the furniture, board, and long expansion path are already part of the appeal. What Hero Quest expansion should I buy first? After the game system campaign has real table time, Prophecy of Teller is a coherent story-first branch. Is Jungles of Delthrak a first expansion? It can be played after the required core, but its extra texture is more valuable after the group already understands the base rhythm. How many players does Hero Quest support? The modern system supports 2 to 5 people, 1 Zargon player and 1 to 4 people controlling heroes.